Good morning, this is Margot. This is Thanksgiving morning, Thursday, November 28th, 2019. So I'd like to just record a short Thanksgiving message for my Subscribestar members and tell you how grateful I am that you're here with me on this journey. We're a small group, but I have loyal members here. Thank you for your monthly subscribing and also the donations that I've received and also just being here. And it's kept me going through some really hard times this year, and it's kept me going through, you know, even when I was taking care of Alan, my friend who was dying. It's like, well, you know, I've got people still depending on me over here on Subscribestar, so it made me realize that I'm still needed in the world, and I want to thank you all for that. And, you know, I'm still grieving, but it's getting easier. I'm still decluttering. I'm still going through the two remaining storage units. And so I'm not fully up to reporting all the time, but I'm doing my best, and I thank you for all for being here. And I do expect changes to be coming on YouTube. We know that they are coming, and I expect that my channel will be removed since it was never monetized, and also since I am a Christian and I talk about that, and also it's not for children. So YouTube is making a bunch of changes, and you know, if that happens and my YouTube channel goes away, this will be the platform where I announce everything and everything goes up first, right here on Subscribestar. And in order to have the notifications and have access to all of the material, people will have to be a subscriber. And so that's how it's going to be. So I want to thank everyone for being here with me. And I've been, as you know, documenting the methane on a daily basis. And now there's this strange continuous sulfur dioxide release in Kazakhstan. I just put out that video for my members yesterday. If you've not had a chance to look at that, go ahead and watch that. I think you'll find it eye-opening. I know it was for me. But in the meantime, I will continue documenting and putting things up and being here. And if anyone would like to message me, I welcome that. I like hearing from all of you and or leaving comments. And so I'd like to just share some Bible verses with you now. Oh, before I do that, I want to say that I really stopped celebrating any holidays several years ago, mainly because of my allergies and my health condition, and it's just too hard for me to go anywhere or be in other environments or even have people over to my space, and you know, my energy is not great and all that. So, for those of you who are alone on Thanksgiving and holidays, I understand, but if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and close with God, you're not alone, and the heavenly realms are right here with us. They're always with us, and we're not alone. And Also, as we see the weather getting worse, the climate change getting faster and faster, it's on an exponential runaway horse, runaway train, runaway horse right now. And there are going to be lots and lots more disasters, and I'm really surprised we haven't seen more masses of populations die off, but we will start seeing that now. So I'm thankful for every day that we have here, and it's another day that we're able to do what we were sent here to do, or find out what we were sent here to do, and be ready for the day that it's time to go. And so I offer you strength and encouragement to continue to be here. And even with health problems or job problems or whatever, we're here to prop each other up and to hold each other and to love one another. So I'd like to just share some Bible verses with you now. And I hope everyone has a good day wherever they are, or good evening. And thank you for being here and your support and mainly your presence. And it's going to be a rough ride going into 2020. I will continue to be here reporting and documenting as I can until the end. I already posted this for my members on Subscribestar. It's from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. This is Paul speaking to the Ephesians. I'm going to start. Actually, I'm going to start back a little ways. The whole chapter is good, but wherefore, I'm going to start with chapter 18. Wherefore, ye be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So this is that we're supposed to be thankful always, not just one day of the year, but all the times, always, every day of the year, and thankful not only to each other, but thankful to God, because God is the one that's in charge. And that all of this is happening, and it's by His will that all of this is happening. And now, and it's by His will that the end will come also. And now I'd like to share Psalms 91. This is one of strength. If you're not familiar with this one, this is a good one. I'm going to read the whole Psalms. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Psalms 91. So, in these last couple of months, I've been doing extra praying, because it's been very lonely with my friend gone, and I don't have a huge support system of friends, and that's okay. And the people who have contacted me, I realize that they can only support and provide so much, and what I really need is the support of God and finding my answers through Him and through the Word and through Jesus. And so I'm changing day by day, and changing a lot. So here we are, but my strength in my faith is, I'm stronger than ever in my faith and in my walk with God. And I realize that we will all be here until He says it's time to go. So I encourage all of you to find comfort in God and in Jesus, and to turn to Him if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling confused, if you're looking for answers, if you need protection, call out to Him. Look to Him instead of to the world, and He will protect you under His wing. He'll provide for you. He'll shield you. But we have to be faithful to Him, and we can't have a foot in one world and foot in the other. We have to be totally committed to Him. So I will leave you with that message for today. I wish you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and that you have peace and love in your heart, and that we're able to face the darkness, whatever comes, because we have the strength of God in us. So until next time, God bless you, each one of you, and I'll talk to you very soon.